Chairman Mitchell.
I'm ready.
All right. It is 2:04. This meeting is back in session. So, Deputy DA Loomis, what words of legal wisdom do you have for us at this point?
We'll pass it on to the...
We'll let Mr. Brown respond to that.
Right.
Mr. Brown, you're not on mute. Look at you.
Hey, look at me. I'm prepared here. Mr. Chairman, as I stated before, pursuant to NRS 241.0355, since this board is comprised of all elected officials, in order for there to be action, it needs to be a majority of the entire board. So in this situation, with a four-person board and only three people present, in order for there to be action taken, there need to be three votes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right. So some time has lapsed before I check with my fellow commissioners. Is there any other public comment from anybody?
Thank you.
Sorry, just state your name for the
Vince
record.
Malfitano, Delta Bonanza. Final request, I'm respectfully asking the commission to allow me to pay the Delta fees, to lift whatever suspensions there are, pending any investigations by any agencies. But I think it's important that we get these people back to work and continue on with the tourist season. Again, I'm more than happy to participate in any investigations, but no one else needs to suffer. So that's my ask.
Thank you. All right, and there's no other public comment? Okay. As Liquor License Board, Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
I can. Given that it takes a unanimous vote of the three of us, it seems that the place where we have alignment is in the desire to move forward with the formal hearing as outlined in our regulations.
Sure.
And to set a date for that, maybe two meetings from now.
I'm okay with that. Yes.
Okay.
And I think question number one is, did the sheriff's office act reasonably in putting this suspension in place?
Okay, so I guess as I'm looking at the...
Or was he within his jurisdiction to...
As I'm looking at the item, a move to approve the temporary suspension, is that like a ratification? Or is that continuing from here on? I guess that's the question. Looking back at the action that was taken, is that saying, yes, we approve of that, it's copacetic? Or is that saying, or is that make a decision of what's going on from here on?
Brian?
Mute. You're on mute, sir.
If you would move to ratify the motion as written, in the suggested language, that would in fact extend the suspension. If you would like to ratify the act of the sheriff in one motion, there could be another motion to lift the suspension pending the hearing if you wanted to. So you can divide it out however you want. But if you submit the motion as contained in the packet, then it would be a ratification and would continue the suspension.
So, Mr. Brown, I'm sorry to question this, but I believe I'm confused. I think previously the clarification was that if we did not take action, the suspension would go away. The way I'm looking at the motion here is there are two parts to it, the recommended motion, or maybe I'm looking at an old version. Let me see. Sorry. Got it. So we have a proposed a recommended motion in our packet that's different from the recommended motion that I have here in front of me.
I would say that the motion that's in front of you is the update from Mr. Brown.
Yeah, I see that. All right. Yeah, that's fine. It's a more clear motion than the one that was originally there. All right. Well, given that it takes a kind of the temperature of the board, and that it takes all three of us to vote for something, I guess. So the motion, should I make the motion? I don't know if you gentlemen have seen the revision on this motion. It's slightly different from what's here in the thing. The motion would be to institute proceedings to revoke the business or liquor license for good cause pursuant to 5.04.110, thereby maintaining the temporary suspension of the business and liquor license for the Bonanza Saloon. And so it's both parts included in that motion, and I guess the question is that something that everyone's on board for? Or would you rather consider the two items separately as far as...
What you just read works for me.
And what's your proposition to divide it up?
I'm not really proposing anything, but this puts them both into one motion, where basically keep the suspension in place and go ahead with the proceedings.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to institute proceedings to revoke the business liquor license for the Bonanza Saloon for good cause pursuant to SCC 5.04.110, thereby maintaining the temporary suspension of the business liquor license for the Bonanza Saloon issued by the Story County Sheriff on August 3rd, 2023.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody, for your time. Appreciate it. All right, moving on to item number 18 is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of apparent low bid and award the B Street Water Main Replacement Project in an amount not to exceed $1,936,000 to F.W. Carson Company in accordance with the enclosed letter of recommendation of award from the project engineer. The current budgeted amount for the project is $1.69 million, and the apparent lowest bid is $1.936 million, which brings this project approximately $246,000 over budget. Comptroller is confident that there will be available resources for this project. The budget for this project includes funding from ARPA, $800,000, and PILT, $100,000, totaling $900,000. You getting Austin to write these motions or the agenda items for you now?
No.
Jason? All right. Director Worsbicky.
Good afternoon, Chairman. Commissioners, this is Jason Worsbicky for the record. As stated, we're seeking approval for this B Street Waterline project that come in at $1.936 million. We had $1.69 million budgeted. Again, like stated, $900,000 is extra funding from ARPA and PILT. What we're up against is what many other agencies are up against and private businesses is material fees are changing on an hourly basis. They're starting to go through the roof, especially with the release of all this government funding. Everybody's kind of writing their own check at this point in time, so other agencies are coming up against the same hardship that we are. So we would like to go ahead and proceed with this with your guys' approval at $1.936 million. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. We need to move forward with the project.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I agree.
Public comment? All right. Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to authorize the B Street Water Main Replacement Project to proceed for the sum of $1.936 million, which is the current engineer's estimate.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, on to item number 20, recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 21, discussion for possible action, discussion and possible consideration approving voluntary entry into a corrective action plan for Story County regarding indigent defense services in accordance with NRS 180.440-450 with approval of the Nevada State Public Defender's Office. Transferring primary indigent defense services currently provided by the Nevada State Public Defender's Office to the Carson City Public Defender's Office by method of interlocal agreement between Story County and Carson City. County Manager.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, our County Manager, for the record. So what we have, first of all, I want to mention that District Attorney Langer is here with me. At any time, she may want to make a correction or an addition or other discussion about what we're going to discuss on this item, as well as the upcoming couple items. So at this point, you have persons of indigent need who need a public defender. And currently, under an agreement we have with the State of Nevada Public Defender's Office provides a public defender for these sorts of persons after they're determined to be eligible for a state-provided defender in court. This is a process that's been roughly in place for 30 years where Story County has relied on this agency to provide competent legal counsel for these people in court proceedings. Recently, the office has been unable to provide necessary counsel for a myriad of reasons, and so there needs to be some discussion about what we do about that. I will point to Carson City recently. They have the same situation where they rely on the State Public Defender's Office, and they recently have created their own Office of the Public Defender of their own jurisdiction. We could go the same route and create our own office of that public defender, but instead there's going to be a proposal to interlocal with Carson City that has the necessary structure in place for this. That would be a best benefit for both jurisdictions to just interlocal with Carson City. So there's a few steps that need to be done in order for that to occur. So at this point, there are three actions that are come to you over the next couple agenda items. At this point is a notice to the Department of Indigent Defense Services of the State of Nevada that we want to amend or create a corrective action plan by which the State of Nevada providing those public defender services to Story County would no longer occur. Instead, we would then be proceeding forward to work with Carson City through an interlocal agreement to provide this service. The next step would be to create a plan, and then the next step, an interlocal agreement. And do you want me to come back to this? Do you have something you want to clarify, DA?
Just clarify.
Absolutely.
Just to let you know, the so in working with the defense indigent group, we had to present a corrective action plan, and because of board meetings and things like this, generally the boards would approve the corrective action plan, and then it would go to the DIDS board to approve the corrective action plan. We were the ones that were requesting to go with Carson City because virtually, as Mr. Osborne has pointed out, the services provided by the State Public Defender's Office no longer were comported with the needs that we had here. The Carson City Public Defender's Office, we submitted our corrective action plan on August 3rd to the DIDS board. So they've already approved our corrective action plan. We believe we've had a long conversation about DIDS and, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago on the organization. And so we've already gone through them to have this approved. The first one, the corrective action plan, is to go with the Carson City Public Defender's Office, kind of spells out why. The next agenda item will address just the amendment to our plan that's already in existence, just to basically say that we would be going with the Carson City Public Defender's Office and that we would be doing that through an interlocal agreement, which the interlocal agreement, which specifies all of the how the system would work, the monies, this type of thing. One thing that I do want to point out, as being a prosecutor in both Carson and Story County, I worked 17 and a half years in Carson City. I'm in my 10th year in Story County. The public state public defender's office started in 1971 in Carson, and so we've had the same system in Story County. I'm not quite sure when the state public defender's office actually got to Story County, but we've always kind of stuck together. And so a lot of the people that were in the state public defender's office are now in the Carson City Public Defender's Office. So we're virtually going to be working with a lot of the same people that were in the office before. And so we it's not like we're moving into an area with people that we haven't worked with before, that we don't understand how they work. They were the virtually a lot of the office is the same one that we worked with before. I can't thank Carson City enough to always be thinking about Story County. And in this situation, we will be in this contract that you'll find out 1 year, 9 months. And then at that point, depending on, because we've heard a lot during this meeting about the changes in Story County, about the amount of cases that we have, about the criminal justice system. And with that all being said, maybe in a year and 9 months, we might have our own public defender's office, but we can't thank Carson City enough that we would work together. And it's virtually going to the office for the most part that we had before. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Anything else, County Manager?
No, thank you, D.A. Linger. She finished my presentation, so that's going to be a little easier for me.
Right.
So at this point, I'm happy to be of any further assistance.
All right. Commissioner Gilman?
No question.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
If you'll forgive my ignorance, is indigent defense just a subsection of public defense, or is it very specific to... Or is it broadly talking about public defenders?
In what we're asking for today, the way that it works is that you have the primary public defender that generally takes most of our cases. In Story County, we have approximately 120 indigent cases. Out of those cases, the main public defender would be Carson City Public Defender's Office that would take all of those cases. Then what you have, and we'll probably be back at some point to talk about conflict counsel, but that's not what's on the table today. When the state public defender or the Carson City Public Defender's Office has a conflict because there's co-defendants or they've represented the victim and the defendant in a different case, they feel that they have a conflict, that would go to the next level. But this is a majority of the 120 cases, and you'll see that is reflective in the interlocal agreement with the cost that we have. So you can, you know, last year, so I can only lead by the examples we've had, last year we had 4 conflict cases. So now I know I'm going to have 4 conflict cases in the next week because I'm bringing that up, but only 4 conflict cases out of the entire, I think we had 110 cases last year, and there was only 4 conflict cases. So at that point, the state public defender's office took 106 cases. So they are the primary, what we're talking about today is only the primary indigent defense services that Story County is contracting with, as we used to with the state public defender's office.
Okay.
Long-winded. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. No, and just to get super specific on it, what you say we have 110, 120 cases. Is that 110 or 120 criminal violations where someone is in need, not able to have representation and need to be represented?
People. And
or,
yes.
Or is that 120 people that are classified as indigent and would be entitled to services if they needed them?
They are 120 people that have been arrested, and they need services because they cannot afford to hire their own attorney.
Great. So in essence, public defenders, indigent defense, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, we are. Synonymous.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you asked the questions, because then people are better educated on what we're doing.
Yeah, well, I wasn't clear.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve voluntary entry into a corrective action plan for Story County regarding indigent defense services in accordance with NRS 180.440 through 450 with approval of the Nevada State Public Defender's Office, transferring primary indigent defense services currently provided by the Nevada State Public Defender's Office to the Carson City Public Defender's Office by method of interlocal agreement between Story County and Carson City.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, moving on to item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and consideration of approval of amendments to the Story County Indigent. Did we just not cover this?
This is a plan. This
is
a different
plan that incorporates the corrective action.
Gotcha. Discussion and consideration of approval of the amendments to the Story County Indigent Defense Service Plan designed to meet the requirements of the state of Nevada in accordance with NRS 260.070 and to comply with the Nevada Supreme Court's order in ADKT 411 and demonstrating the transfer of primary indigent defense services currently provided by the state of Nevada's Public Defender's Office to the Carson City Public Defender's Office by method of interlocal agreement between Story County. County Manager.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record, County Manager. The agenda language is pretty self-explanatory, and as DA Langer explained, it is the plan incorporating the corrective action plan that you just did on the last item. So this is really step two of three in this whole process here. And just some elements that are in the plan include ensuring that there's proper public defense services provided to those indigent people who need it in Story County. In this case, it would be done through an interlocal agreement with Carson City Public Defender's Office, as opposed to the State of Nevada Public Defender's Office, or DITS. This is with compliance with NVS, or the Nevada Supreme Court order, ADKT 411, that is incorporated into the language of the plan. There's an incorporation of NRS 7 plus 180, NRS 260.070, subsection 2, and then also the regulations by the Nevada Department of Indigent Defense Services, DIDS, and then also a reference to the Sixth Amendment is really the overall purpose of the plan and really the purpose of everything we're doing here today. Before I continue, do you want to go ahead and, okay, go ahead.
We already have a plan. All we're doing is amending the original plan that we have to include the corrective action, the interlocal agreement, and a few minor details. So that's virtually the amendments that are different with this plan. I know that everybody knows I talk more than he does, but in this one, it's really that's what the